welcome back to Speaking With, and of course I'm speaking with Cheryl Safford, and my honor, she's speaking with me, and we're talking about the VA's medical foster home, and this is awesome.
It is.
And really the fact good. That, in a very real sense, you had at least a hand in helping to bring this about?
Yes, I did. In the sense that this being a new initiative, there was only directions in regards to getting this program together there, from Washington. They just gave us a generic template and said, here are some rules. Now you develop it according to the way that you need to develop it. So demographically, we have to always remember to look at the area that we're working with and the type of people that live in this area so that you can have a successful program. Mm-hmm. And that's what I had to do. So that meant getting out and talking to people and finding out what the needs were for the patients that were here in this area in regards to that.
I like that.
Medical foster home is really good. And it's my baby, but it requires a lot of time.
Yeah.
As babies do when they're growing up and nurturing. And I am just so blessed and fortunate to be able to be a part of this new initiative and everything that's going on with the program. It's truly a blessing. It really is. And, you know, I'm just grateful to God. I'm grateful that He's led me down this path and allowed me to actually develop a program and see it from the Genesis.
Yeah.
You know, and until the Exodus. So, I'm just really excited about that.
That has got to be rewarding. And I tell you what, I'm thinking too, you were talking with me about some of the challenges that you all have and the times that, well, let's face it, there comes a time when most people, I mean, think about it, because this isn't something for people who are providing care to think that it means that they're bad people or weak or anything like that.
Mm-mm.
Parents need breaks from their children.
Exactly.
And so, you know, sometimes it is good that the children go to school. It is good that the parents go to work. Sometimes it just helps the relationship for us to be away from each other at times. It gives us a time, a chance to just kind of unwind for a minute, emotionally, mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we talk about the caregivers needing that time sometimes, they needed time away from their children probably if they had children at some point. But I'm saying that to ask this. If indeed the veteran ends up going to the VA, they're at that bed and they're sharing a room there for whether it's 2 days, 5 days, then they go back. Does the anticipation of going back to that home prevent any regression from occurring?
Not really. Not if the patient has been in place for a while. If the bond has been made between the caregiver and the patient. No, as a matter of fact, they actually look forward to going back because that's home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's where we want to grow them up to the point that they then think of this not as a place of residence, but this is actually home. And this is where their heart is and, you know, and the things that they look forward to. And you'll know when that's going on because you'll see that gleam in their eye, you know, that smile on their face that says, yeah, I'm ready to go back, you know. And it's those type of things that just make it all worthwhile. It really does.
Do any of the veterans make specific requests? I know you said that you sit down, you talk with them, you find out what their needs are. Do you have any veterans that will, especially the older ones, who say, well, could we find a home where maybe there are some children there also, because I never had children or I miss my children. I kind of got cut off from them when they were only 6 years old. And they say, you know, I'd like to be in a home where I can be around children.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because part of the placement process that we go through after I've screened the veteran, one of the things that I do is I try to empower the veteran into helping make a decision about his or her life. Though part of that process is that when it's time to look at homes or potential caregivers, typically there are going to be more than one caregiver that we're going to look at. Normally I'm having two or three that the veteran and his or her family might be looking at. And we would go out to the home. We would let them see the room. We let them spend time talking to the caregiver, and we take our time doing this because this is such an important part of the decision-making process that we don't want to rush this. We don't want to hurry this. So we go to each home, and we meet each caregiver, and then I try to allow them to have time to digest what they've seen and then ask that veteran to think about, which of these homes do you really like? Mm. Where do you think you want to be? And then I always open up the forum when we're meeting the caregiver, particularly for the first time, and say, ask whatever questions that you want to ask. You know, make your request known ahead of time so that we don't have to move you from one place to the other, because that's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to make the right placement, the right time, with the right patient. So
I like this. It's so thorough. I love it.
It's good. It's really good. And like I say, it's working. It is new. It's a new mindset for a lot of people in the area because they're so used to nursing home. Mm-hmm. And that's the life that they have to stop at. That's where it stops. But there's an alternative called medical foster home. And it is just so very different from a nursing home environment or even an assisted living environment, because it's home. It's a home-like environment where there's noise, where there are children might be running in and out. There might be exchange of words between the caregiver and the veteran in a positive way. But as they get to know each other, dialogue, those type of things, that sitting on the front porch together, rocking in a rocking chair, you know, doing, you know, just talking about old times or when you were a child or whatever. All of that is building on a relationship that we hope is going to be a permanent relationship.
I like that. Just in case we have anyone listening now and they're thinking, you know, I think I'd like to look into this. I may not make a commitment, but I at least want to look into it. Who should they call? What numbers? What website?
I'm glad you asked that, Carl. If you would like to know more information about the medical foster home, whether you're a caregiver or whether you have a family member that's a veteran that's in need of services that we've talked about today, please call me. My name again is Cheryl Safford. My phone number at the VA is 706-733-0188. And you can reach me at extension 7579.
All right. And that phone number one more time?
706-733-0188, extension 7579.
Outstanding. I tell you what, I really appreciate you, Cheryl, for having come.
Thank you.
This has been a great discussion, an eye-opener, but also very encouraging, because I mean it when I say that it is just such good news to hear the steps that are being taken to take care of our veterans.
Thank
you. Hats off for a tremendous initiative, too, the medical foster home. And your baby, you really just put so much of your heart, your soul, your body, because I know you had to be moving around too. You went out talking with people into getting this started. It's an excellent, excellent ministry.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure.